What's up, fellas? So today we're here to talk about how to be alone, how to develop the skill of being alone. All right. Before I get into how to develop the skill and how to go out alone and all that shit, let me make this abundantly clear, guys. Let me clear this shit up right now. All right. I don't want none of you guys trying to take pride in being a fucking alone. All right. It's nothing honorable about being alone. You don't get no fucking medal because you know how to be alone. All right. The thing about being alone is you don't take no shit from no one. You have an abundance mindset, and beyond that, you know how to be alone. But it's not like I want you guys alienating your families, alienating your friends, pushing all your friends away because you think you're going to get some fucking medal, some alpha male medal for being a fucking alone. All right? Only thing you're going to get from being alone too long is a fucking weirdo award. All right? That's what happens when you're alone for too long. And not because you're alone, you lose fucking social skills. All right, guys? Now, I don't know if you guys ever known anybody who went to jail for a fucking very long time, a very, very long time or something like that, and was in isolation. They are fucking weirdos, all right? We as human beings, we have to socialize, all right? So I want to make that abundantly clear. I don't want none of you guys out there, well, I'm going to be alone because AMS is alone, bro, and he can do it, I can do it too. Listen, if you're alone, like say you got some shit friends, say you got a shit girlfriend, and say you got some shitty family members. Yeah, you better off alone. But you need to get working on building friendships as soon as possible. All right? You need friends. All right? I just don't want you taking no shit off nobody to have friends. So that's the thing with that, guys. It's not about I want you guys to be alone. All right? I want to make that abundantly clear before I say anything else about this, how the ability to be alone. Guys, here's the thing. Having friends give you social proof. That's going to make you more attractive. Having friends is going to develop social skills. That's going to make you more attractive. Having friends make your time more valuable because, you know, you're spending time with friends. That's going to make you more attractive, just like working on your purpose. So if you got your purpose, friends, if a woman got to compete with all that, that makes your time more valuable. All right, she appreciates you more. When a woman sees that you don't have no fucking friends, and even if you are on your purpose, she starts to feel like, man, I'm all this motherfucker got. All right, if I leave, he ain't gonna have no fucking body. All right, so I want you guys to understand that right off the bat, that having friends provides social proof. And what I mean by social proof, guys, is that if they like you, then that means you must be a likable person. That means you must have some type of social skills if you have some friends. If you have no friends, then that's a clarification of your social skills. All right. Now, if you got some shit friends now, then push them away, but you should make more friends. I don't want you to put those friends away and then like, I don't just want to have no friends. I'm just going to be lonely all my fucking life. Guys, you ain't going to get no medal for that bullshit. You need friends. A lot of the success you guys are going to have in life are going to be by who you know, not what you know. I'm telling you that shit right now, guys. For all you young guys out there that's watching this video and shit right now, understand that a lot of the success, a lot of the shortcuts in life you're going to have, a lot of breaks, it's going to be by who you know, not what you know. You got a PhD, this motherfucker over here got a GED, but his best friend is the president of the company. You see what I'm saying? So that who you think going to get the job? All right? That's what I'm saying, guys. Is a lot of this shit in life is not about what you know, this, that. It's who you know, all right? So understand that. Make fucking friendships, all right? But let's hypothetically say you're like me, or let's hypothetically say you're a guy and all your friends are married or in relationships, and you have had to learn how to go out by your fucking self, right? Guys, my purpose is everything to me, all right? Even when I go out alone, guys, I carry my purpose in my phone. And so everything that I need to do is in my phone. And let's hypothetically say your purpose is something that you're not, something that you typically ain't writing or something like that. Let's say you building something. Well, what you could do is while you out or whatever the case may be, while you at the bar or something by yourself, think of ways you can improve it. Put it in your little notes in your phone. You know what? Let's try this. Let's try that. Because that's what I'm doing when I'm out, guys. I'm either answering emails or thinking of chapters to write, or I'm reading on my book, looking for mistakes. Even then, I'm out working on my fucking purpose. So If somebody see me in the club, they see me on my phone, they might think I'm just texting away to friends. I'm really working on my fucking purpose. And every now and then I'll stop, you know, look around, see if I see a woman choosing and shit like that, whatever the case may be. But usually, like, if I'm working on my purpose on my phone, usually if a woman is choosing, she'll come put herself right by me or something like that, all right? Because I'm not really looking around. I do stop from time to time to look around, but generally speaking, I'm on my purpose. And so I'm out, I'm enjoying the music, whatever the case may be. I got my drink right here, I'm at the bar, I'm chilling, and I'm working on my fucking purpose. I'm not just standing around like a little weirdo. Oh, this is fun. I'm just standing here looking at everybody like a damn jackass all night because I ain't got no friends. So I'm just going to stand here and just look around all fucking night like a weirdo. You see what I'm saying, guys? And so when I'm out or whatever the case may be, I'm enjoying the music. I'm out. If women want to choose, I'm looking good, whatever the case may be. But I'm at the bar, I'm just having a good time. I'm just out the house having a good fucking time. I'm really not coming out to meet anybody or nothing like that. And obviously, I don't, you know, want you guys meeting friends when y'all at the clubs and stuff like this. Now, if you're doing activities you like, let's hypothetically say you like video games or you like roller skating. All right, that's a good place to make friends. All right, if you roller skating, or let's say you're going mountain climbing or whatever the case may be, yeah, make friends doing that. I pretend, really don't want to make homeboys in the club or whatever the case might be. I usually pretend like I want to make friends at the gym or shit like that. All right, not at the club. Usually at the club, I'm just chilling on my purpose. If I see a girl choosing or something like that. Here's the thing, guys. Women are always watching. Women are always watching. So when they see me over there, I'm on my phone, stuff like this. Hey, everybody. I'm here by myself being a fucking jackass, just staring at everybody all night like a fucking fool. When they see me over there and I'm just texting away on my phone or whatever the case may be, that lets them know that I'm not out ass chasing. When you see a guy doing this, he chasing ass. He looking at ass. Looking at ass. I'm over there. I'm on my purpose. I'm not chasing that. That's attractive, guys. All right, that's why I'm always on my purpose, even when I'm at the club. Even when I'm at the club, my purpose is working for me. Or whatever the case may be, guys. So if you, and here's the thing, guys. If you're going out, like I said, it could be some of your activities. For all you guys that don't love clubs or something like that, I encourage you guys just to go to bars or whatever the case may be. When I say bars, I mean, you know, it could be a restaurant, but you sit at the bar. All right, and have dinner. And work on your purpose. You eat dinner and you thinking of ideas to work on your fucking purpose. Get the fuck out the house. And the point being on that, guys, is you put yourself. I remember I was at a bar. I was at the 40-40 club one night. This was when the Golden State Warriors were playing the Houston Rockets, like the game 6. And I made a good friend with a guy at the bar at the 40-40. Now, this is more like a restaurant lounge type. This ain't a club because they weren't playing no music, playing the guy. And I made a good friend right there because we were just talking about the game. All right? You see what I'm saying, guys? And we still keep contact to this day. All right? So that's the thing with that guy. He just started talking to me about the game, blah, blah, blah. We just exchanged information, made a good friend. And the thing was, I'm there by myself chilling at the bar, eating my food, watching the game. And he probably saw that. He's all, shit, I can make a friend. All right, guys? So this is the thing y'all guys got to know about that. Just getting your ass out the house, even though you're alone, you're putting yourself in a position to make friends. I want you guys making fucking friends. Don't go on YouTube and watch my Master Billy Learn How to Be Alone video and think, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get rid of everybody and be alone because Alpha Male Scratcher said, you Alpha Male, you can be alone. Man, listen, guys. You ain't gonna get nothing with that but a fucking weirdo award. You have to socialize, all right? So the whole point of me making that video is you can be alone, but get to making friends as quick as possible, as much as possible, guys. Friends are only gonna help you in your life, either financially, make your time more abundant, unavailable, which is gonna make you more attractive. It's gonna give you a social circle. Friends are a win-win, guys. Good friends. And friends that encourage you. Just pick the right friends, all right? Get rid of the grimy motherfuckers and get you some good friends, all right? So I just want to make that point clear, guys. Guys, I'm like, how you want to be alone? What the fuck you want to be alone for? I ain't finna give y'all no goddamn blueprint to be alone and be some fucking weirdo. Yeah, man. Get rid of everybody and just stay in the house and watch TV and just play with yourself all night. I'm not finna give y'all ass no blueprint to be fucking alone. I give you a blueprint on how to make some fucking friends. Alright? That's what I give you. I'm not finna give y'all ass no blueprint to be alone because I don't want y'all being alone. Alright? All you gonna do being alone is lose social skills. Alright? I just don't want you taking shit off nobody with the fear of being alone. But that should be something that's temporary. Alright? That's supposed to be a band-aid. Alright? Not the solution. If you got shit friends, getting rid of them is just a band-aid. I want you to get back to socializing, making other friends, guys. Alright? So, that's the bottom line with that, guys. Make friends. Make the right kind of friends. Get your ass out the fucking house. If you go out alone, let your purpose occupy your time. Look, I'm out. I'm enjoying my fucking self. And I'm accomplishing something. I'm not just sitting here like a fucking asshole. I'm always working on my purpose. So, it's Wednesday today. So, if I want to go out to fucking night and just go to a TGI Friday, sit at the fucking bar, I can do that by myself. Why? Because I'll probably be making notes for my video tomorrow. Alright? Or I'll be going over the comments saying which video I think is the best video for tomorrow. Alright? Do y'all guys get that? And that would occupy me, my time. I wouldn't have to just sit there and be like a fucking weirdo wondering how weird do I look being here by myself alone. Alright? That's the thing, guys. Alright? That's the thing. Use your purpose to go out alone. Alright, guys. And if you at home alone, your purpose is supposed to be your grind. Y'all guys already know that anyway. Alright? But remember, being alone is just a band-aid. I don't want nobody trying to master no ability to be alone. Master the ability to make some motherfucking friends. The right kind of friends. Master that fucking ability. Alright. Alright, guys. Like the video. Comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.